Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. In this episode of the Bowen Buzz, we get to meet some of the students who I've been recently teaching over in Singapore. I always love talking to students and finding out about the reasons why people learn Bowen therapy. These have been a wonderful bunch of students. I call them the crazy bunch because they've had so much fun, but they've been really dedicated in their studies. So I really enjoyed having a chat with them about where they've come from and where they hope to go with their Bowen and the reasons why they started doing Bowen in the first place. You'll hear a name mentioned a lot, and that's Aggie. And this lady has been in Singapore for some time. She's an art therapist, but she also does Bowen therapy and has been instrumental in introducing Bowen to so much of the community in Singapore, as has Mary Cooper, a lady who we've previously interviewed on the Bowen Buzz. I hope you enjoy hearing from these students in Singapore as much as I enjoyed chatting to them. Hi, I'm here with Chloe Tan. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe, you're one of the students here in Singapore studying in the first group studying the International Bowen Therapy Certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's it going?
Great.
You enjoying it?
A lot. Yeah, it's looking forward every time.
Very good. So you enjoy coming to class?
Yeah, I do.
Good. What do you do? Can I ask what do you do for work now at the moment?
I'm a counselor in school.
Yeah, a counselor in a school.
School counselor. Yeah.
In what age group is the school? Is it primary or secondary?
17 to 25.
Oh, so it's like a
tertiary.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like in a TAFE institution.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a busy? Let me put it this way. When my son was doing year 12 a couple of years ago, which was the end of his end of year, but just before going into, say, a tertiary thing, so end of high school, he did suffer a little bit of depression and considerable a bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
I went to the school counselor. We were talking to her. She said actually 25% of the students in year 11 and 12 at our school, which was a private school, are either having counseling or on medication for anxiety and depression.
No, really?
25%, right?
Wow.
They'd had come through. So that absolutely floored me, you know. So yeah. I was wondering, are you finding sort of a lot, so much
we
like
get
that?
About 5% of the population, so, but we know anxiety and depression, you're right. These are the top most popular conditions we are seeing at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're involved.
Definitely busy.
Right, and so do they seek you out? You're sort of there, and people seek you out, make an appointment.
Yeah, that's right. Parents, the teachers, yeah, they were really popular.
Right.
We won't be short of a job.
Okay, that's right. And what do you see as a role? So you're studying Bowen therapy. What brought you to perhaps do a hands-on therapy or study Bowen therapy?
Yeah, so I've been doing counseling for about 10 years, but I feel sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes when you talk, it's really not enough. And
like there's something missing.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the trauma, I feel it's in the body. So when I heard about Bowen therapy, and I thought, I'll just give it a shot. And it's been working out really well. And I do believe that it's going to help the students.
Yeah, the people
I'm working with, yeah.
And what do you think would be one of the main ways, perhaps? Have you got an idea yet from your studies or what you've seen? What's one of the main mechanisms, perhaps, that it might be able to help with?
I think the basic principle is a nurturing touch. It's helpful.
Yeah.
And with intentional moves, respiratory or some of the moves that helps with them to calm them down, I think that would really help many other conditions that comes with it. Yeah.
So you think it'll complement the counselling side of it
definitely,
as well.
Yeah. It will not take over.
Yes.
But it would definitely complement and be better, yeah.
And is there any experience, have you had an experience of anyone else in your field or in the schools or something with Bowen? Is that something you're...
No, it's really new in Singapore and hardly anyone has heard about it, except maybe the vets.
Oh, okay, the vets on the animals?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's Aggie. Now, she works at a school. She's retired now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you worked with her?
She's the one who told me about this course.
Right.
So I heard about her.
So she's a bond therapist?
She is actually an art therapist.
Oh, okay.
She's an art therapist. She works in the school. She's a school counselor. She works with arts, and then she also works with bone therapy. But now it seems like bone therapy is more of her main course.
Right. So she's using that with
a lot more now.
Same sort of way.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, look, I wish you a lot of luck. You're going really well on your bone course, which
Thank
is great. But I wish you a lot of luck with your studies continually and beginning to introduce bone into the school, perhaps.
It is exciting.
It's also a bit daunting, too,
when you
branch off on something like that.
Yeah.
But, I think bone often speaks for itself. You know, if we can get you get your hands on some people and the school hierarchy see the results, I'm sure they'll embrace it. And there are people around the world that have worked within schools, sometimes primary and secondary schools. I'm sure as you go through, and Anne Schubert springs to mind. She calls herself the grandmother of Bowen. She's a lovely lady from Foster in New South Wales.
Uh-huh.
And works with a local school there and gets terrific results. So who knows, you might be able to connect up with her one day at a conference or something like that.
That'd be great.
Online.
Looking forward to that.
Good on you. So good luck with your studies. Thanks for having a chat on the Bowen Buzz.
Thank you for being an awesome teacher.
Good on you. I'm sitting here with Louisa Allender.
Yeah.
Yeah, Louisa Allender. From where are you from?
From the
originally,
UK.
From UK.
Yeah, from the north of England, place called Sheffield,
right.
But lived in London.
Living in London. And now you're living in Singapore with a young family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that interesting?
Yeah, it's been great though.
How long have you been
out? Great change. Coming up to a year.
A year, so you're pretty new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Newbie.
A newbie.
Yeah.
Good. And you've come across Bowen therapy.
Yeah.
And decided to learn it.
Yes.
In a foreign, well, it's not really a foreign country, is
no.
it? You're sort of living here. But so how did you come across Bowen?
I came across it through word of mouth, really. It was my husband's colleague had a very painful shoulder condition, tried everything, steroid injections and whatnot, and then eventually went to see this chap in London, bone therapist, and he had amazing results. And I think he was actually considering surgery, and
right.
then he never went down that road because he had such improvement from the bone. And also my sister has been going for therapy and she's found that's helped her as well.
Great, okay.
Yeah.
So you thought, is this something you always thought you'd do? Some sort of a manual
really.
Therapy or?
No, it's something quite different. I was working in TV production before this, but I like the idea. When I heard all these amazing stories about Bowen, I like the idea of helping people.
Yeah.
And also that it would allow me to perhaps work for myself and you know be a bit more present at home, and I can work the hours that I want to work.
Great. So a bit more freedom around
that. More freedom
okay. And how have you found the course? How have you found learning Bowen over here with the group we've got? I mean we've got a crazy group.
Been brilliant though. All the different personalities and it's been a lot of fun, and obviously a fabulous teacher. It's been I've just found it really interesting and like challenging for me. It's something I've never done before. And the anatomy online course as well, I found really interesting. I've actually really enjoyed those, and I've just started
doing them through BTA.
I've enjoyed you know, learning new things. It's been quite a long time since I've learned
anything new.
So I found that really worthwhile as well.
And you're getting so you're doing your case studies and your log book. Are you starting to get a few people coming along? And what's it like?
It's been good. I think at first you're really nervous when people start to come, but it's a confidence thing. Once you start to get a bit more confident, each time somebody comes, you feel a bit more confident. And And I can see a lot of people have said as well, like returning clients have said, they can see the difference as well from the beginning to kind of where I am now. So they can see the progression.
So you're growing in your bone and becoming more confident.
Yeah, a few have said that to me, that they can really tell the difference.
Yeah, great. That's really good. And where do you think you'd like to go with your bone? What do you think you would do?
I mean, in an ideally kind of blue sky scenario, I'd quite like, you know, I'd love to become a Bowen therapist. And
well, I think you will become a Bowen therapist the way you're going.
Yeah, and you know, to really try and, you know, help people and make it my career, I suppose, and have a change and kind of do this full time.
Fantastic.
Would be amazing, but
great.
See a lot to learn lot before to learn. That happens.
But you've got to take one step at a time, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Great. Well, you're doing a really great job.
Oh, thank you.
That's good. So looking forward to module 7 in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, a bit nervous, but yeah. It feels kind of weird that after this, we have module 7 and then it's kind of like off you go. In a way, it feels like there's, like, I need more guidance.
Yeah, and that will come too, because we'll certainly be looking at offering the diploma in specialised bone therapy here as well.
Yeah.
The BTA is sort of looking after the Asian area as well. So,
yeah.
So that'll be great. I think you'll really enjoy getting into that. So once you've had a chance to practice your certificate four techniques and that sort of thing. So so that'll be the next step. Always have Tattle B here.
Yeah.
You know, you get a chance to do some training and some practitioner days and some revision.
In Australia, do certified bone therapists have to do a certain amount of practice a year?
Yep, they do.
Just check
a minimum of 8 hours hands-on with an instructor in a group each year.
Okay. That's useful, isn't it?
It is very useful. Yeah, people really get a lot out of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I go back on Friday, I've got we're going to a wet lab for the afternoon with a group of practitioners, and then we're going to have a practitioner day the day after that. So we're going to come and sort of do a whole lot of revision and sort of around what we look at the wet lab. So. Yeah, so that's good. So thanks for having a chat to us today.
Thank you. No, thank you very much.
And, we'll follow your career with interest,
yes.
we may revisit with you in a couple of years' time. That'll be interesting to see how it's all gone.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for everything.
Okay.
Cheers.
Good on you.
Thanks a lot.
Meet Chu. How are you, Chu?
I'm fine.
Good. You've been going through the International Certificate in Bone Therapy here in Singapore with a group of other, we almost call them crazy ladies. Are they?
Oh, yeah, they're fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Yes.
They have a lot of fun. And I'm just wondering, how did you find out about bone therapy? Or how come you started to train in bone therapy?
Well, I saw how it works on my daughter. So, yeah, I thought it's a pretty good skill to learn so that I can perform it on her after her treatment is over.
So who did she get her bone through?
She Aggie was the one who was working on her.
Right.
Yeah. So it was very, it was a long process. It took time. In fact, several months.
Do you mind if I ask why your daughter went to see Aggie?
She wasn't feeling well. In fact, she went to see doctors, GPs, specialists, and for several years. So it doesn't seem to help her with her fainting. Numbness in the arm.
Fainting and numbness in the arm.
Yeah.
Right.
Because of her fainting, she kept knocking herself and injuring a lot of parts of her body, her limbs, and I suspect her head as well. So that's why she's hypersensitive to light, to smell, to taste, hearing also. Yeah. In fact, everything seems to be broken down.
So does she not go out very much then? Does she go outside or?
Yeah, we have to be with her initially for about 24/7. Yeah, so we have to lay mattress on the floor in case she faints.
Right.
Yeah.
So she could just faint at any time?
Yes, any time. So we'll be watching her. Even while she's eating her food, her head may just fall onto the plate.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it a faint or is it like she falls asleep?
She seems to just knock out.
Just knocks out?
Yeah, and after one minute or so, she will be up. And she will not be aware of the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And the doctors couldn't work out what the story was?
They suspected there's a sensitive nerve near her neck.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. There you go. And was Aggie able to help your daughter? Or?
Yes. Aggie, for the first treatment, she came to our house. And because she's very sensitive to touch, I couldn't even actually touch her. She'll withdraw from me.
Right.
So I did, but because I guess it's going to be a very, very gentle moves that's applied on the body. So yeah, we tried that on her. And also because it's non-invasive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was able to tolerate that?
Yes. We went very slowly with her.
Mm. And are you able to treat her now?
Yes. Initially, I couldn't get the moves right. So my daughter is the one who feedbacks to me whether I'm doing it right. Whether it's the same feeling as
she's heard it before. Yes, oh, okay.
What Aggie did. Yeah.
Very good. So that's the one of the main reasons why you started to do the Bowen training to work with your daughter.
Yes, mainly also because initially I had wanted to learn massage.
Yes.
But massage is very tiring for me to do, and my friend also has warned me that I shouldn't try to do it on other people if I myself will not be feeling well after that.
Yeah.
But from what I observed from Bowen, it seems that I should have enough energy level to help others.
Great.
Using it. Yeah.
Great. And do you think down the track, once you've got your qualification and you're confident and you've got done all the other study, the anatomy, physiology, all the other units and that sort of thing, do you think you will begin a Bowen practice of some degree?
Well, I am considering it.
Yes.
Yeah, and when I have gatherings with my friends, they were also very interested. In fact, they were saying, oh, you could start a business with me, with it, and can you please give me your business card?
Right.
But I told them I haven't got any, so I said, go and prepare it.
So the opportunity is certainly there, isn't
it?
And perhaps
yes.
You might not have even gone into it thinking that, but it sounds like it may be a possibility.
Have to be organized about it, because then you have to see what is a priority for in your life at the moment.
Correct.
Yeah, and sort it out.
That's right. It's like working with your values in the moment, isn't it? Because sometimes family is the highest value, therefore the time that you might be able to give to Bowen and practicing other people may have to take a second treat. Yeah.
Right.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you looking forward to completing the Module 7?
Oh, yes. So that I can get the cert, and then I can decide later whether I want to go into business or not.
That's
but
right.
After that, even before getting the cert, I'm already seeing the results.
Of course, yes.
Of using Bowen on others.
With the people doing your, when you're doing your case studies and you're doing. Great. That's really good. So thanks very much for having a chat to us on the Bowen Bus.
Welcome.
And good luck with your continuing studies.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Yes.
Thanks, Chu.
Thank you.
So now on the Bowen Buzz, we get to meet Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
You're one of the crazy ladies doing this certificate four in international Bowen therapy in Singapore. You've been enjoying the course?
Yes, very much.
Very good. Can I ask what you do what you're currently doing in work?
I'm a Q&A manager for a medical device company.
A what manager?
Quality and regulatory manager.
Right.
So I'm responsible to ensure that the company's running on with the quality management system in accordance to the medical device requirements, and that the devices sold in Singapore is past the regulations from the authorities.
What sort of devices are we talking about?
Ultrasound, X-ray, CT machines.
So big
stuff. Machines, but they're also small ones like the AEDs, defibrillators, patient monitors.
Oh, okay. Your company makes those?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Ah, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So you travel a fair bit with that?
Yeah, I travel within ASEAN generally for my work, but in my previous job, I do even more traveling further.
Okay.
Yep.
So how's that with your Bowen study? How's that impact on how, or how's it all working for you?
It's a bit challenging because, you know, even I've taken time off work, there were people calling me and I have to settle some things and even have to work after the Bowen course and
after
things
class.
Like, after class. Yeah, but it's quite all right. I mean, even while I'm in the office, I can do some Bowen moves on people as and when.
Okay, So I mean, it's quite a commitment that you're making to do the Bowen course. I see.
Yeah.
I see that in time and effort and money and all those sorts of things. I'm curious, what drove you to sort of investigate doing Bowen therapy?
It all started out that, because my mom is pretty much in pain most of the time, and she has osteoporosis and she has arthritis. So she's in pain and she can't sleep well. And every time I'll bring her to the masseuse and she'll feel better, but she doesn't want us to pay too much money for her to go for such treatment, so she tried not to go. And I thought, if she doesn't go to the masseuse go to her. That's me.
Right.
So I did ask a few friends. Just like I have a friend who is a masseuse herself, so I asked her if there's any course that I can take up. And finally, she just, you want to try this Bowen? I've never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard of it. So I actually went online to take a look at it, and I thought, he works on elderly, so it should be quite subtle.
Yes.
And then my friend gave me Mary's email, and I contacted Mary.
Mary Cooper.
Yeah. And she asked me, oh, why don't you come over and try it out? So, which I did. I took time off to see her at her place, and she did some bowel moves on me, but to be honest, I don't really feel a whole lot of difference. But then again, I still decided to come and just take it up anyway. So it's been quite a good, amazing journey so far.
Mm. And how has your mum reacted to the bone compared to, say, massage or whatever?
Yeah, because I've been trying to do it on her every much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even like every 3 days. Sometimes she'll tell me, oh, I have a sore back or a sore shoulder. Or I have numbness on my arm, which I'll help her, and she'll feel the relief almost immediately.
Right.
Yeah, so, and when I first started bowing on her, she can't lie flat. She can't lie on her face down.
She can't lie flat.
Not so well that her head can't tilt.
No.
Not for long, at least not even for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now she can actually be in that position for at least 5 minutes before she felt the strain again.
Right.
So I do see there is some kind of improvement, and I asked her if she felt better, and she said her legs are lighter.
Right.
And she can sleep sometimes.
Okay.
Better, yeah.
Right. So it's a slow process, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. And sometimes, and I tell students this when I'm training sometimes, that when someone like yourself begins a course, and sometimes it's, say, someone working on their mother, or maybe someone who's working on a husband or something like that, or doing the work to see if they can help a spouse, which is interesting because that's the reason Aussie Wrench found bone therapy anyway, because he was wanted to find something to help Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
And that spouse or that mother of the budding bone therapist gets a lot of treatment because they either live with them or they can get access to them quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, we find some remarkable changes occur within those people getting that constant treatment, you know. So whether it be weekly or whatever, or if so, you know, like with your mum, if she has we'd almost call that a re-injury, that she get even sort of more than that. And it's interesting that we do sort of find these, you know, some remarkable changes occur with people, which is great. So I certainly hope that, you know, the continual work that you do with your mum, that she sort of really gets some benefit from that.
Right. Yeah, I hope so.
Cool. And do you think that you would, do you have any intentions perhaps of doing Bowen as a business down the track at all? Or do you think you'd be more working on family?
I am thinking about it, and it could be very much like a retirement job.
Right.
And it's possible. And it's plausible.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Thanks very much for having a chat today on the Bowen Buzz, and good luck with the rest of your training.
Thank you.
Okay. Best of luck to your mum and all the family members that are going to get and friends that are going to get the benefit of your treatment. I mean, I suppose people turn up and say, hey, give me a Bowen down the track.
Mm-hmm.
You might find you're doing more of that.
Right.
Who knows? You might go part-time in the Q&A business and finish up doing a couple
Q&A
of those.
Q&A and Bowen. Department.
That's right. Good on you. Thanks for having a chat, Leslie.
Thank you, Chris.
Hi, on the Bowen Buzz now we meet Yun.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Nice. You're another of the girls doing the Module 6 with us here in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
We've come through. And I've just been having a chat with the other girls and just asking them, I suppose, first how they found Bowen therapy. How did you come across it in the first place?
Through a friend who knew Aggie.
Aggie, a few of them mentioned Aggie.
Yes,
she's very
right.
Famous here in Singapore,
yes,
I think.
Yes, she is. So she said, this friend said that, oh, I think it'll be good for you to learn something hands-on. So I said, okay, I don't mind. So I went to Aggie and she gave me a couple of treatments.
Yeah.
And she said, just go find out more, go sign up for the course. So she hooked me up with Mary.
Right.
And that's how
how it happened.
Yes.
Okay. What do you do in your day job?
Clinic assistant. So I just...
in a medical clinic?
In a medical clinic. In a general practitioner.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So you work alongside the doctors?
That's right.
Okay. So you have a bit of an idea about medical issues and obviously a lot of people come in with, yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm very tempted to ask, when I overhear their condition, I would say... Can I practice on you? Very tempted to, but I can't do that without getting the doctor's consent.
Do you think, what do you think down the track, do you think the doctors would be open to having somebody like you maybe work in the practice one day a week or something like that to see, what, how would they be open to that sort of thing? Or would they be open to that sort of thing in Singapore, do you think?
I would, first of all, I would need to be able to convince my the doctor I work with.
Mm.
If I'm not able to explain, or sometimes I think it's very difficult, they would need statistics, they would need numbers, how it works. So
research.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some, I think they are, they think this is like some, you know, hocus pocus
kind of.
So I am a little
traditional?
Tentative.
Are they very traditional? But they would, they would have a, can I ask, are they say traditional Chinese medicine, that sort of thing, are they okay with that?
No, they would not recommend Chinese TCM, especially the medication, because most of the time we do not know the ingredient in there.
Oh, for the herbs and that sort of thing,
yes,
you mean? Oh,
yeah,
okay, right, right, right.
But I guess if you want to go for acupuncture or, I don't know, what
Shiatsu
else.
Or?
He would say, you can, no harm, you can go give it a try.
Sounds very similar to what they say in Australia.
Yeah.
So the Australian doctor will often say, yeah, well, if it makes you feel better, you can go and get that bone therapy thing, So, okay. But it's interesting. Some other doctors are quite, often quite open to it. You know, the best way, obviously, sometimes to convince somebody that something works is to work on them. If he comes, you know, obviously, the doctor comes one day to work with a sore back, and if he says, can you see if you can do that thing, whatever the hocus pocus you do on my back, and if it gets the result, you want, well, there's something in that, you know.
Yeah, okay, I could suggest that next time. Yeah.
Who knows? It's quite, it's interesting, isn't it? Sort of thing. Sort of,
it does.
So with your, so going forward, once you've completed your certificate in bone therapy, how do you think you might use it in practice? Do you have someone, you're looking at perhaps working with bone in a professional sense?
I hope to. Definitely will work, do Bowen on my friends, and hopefully they can see the benefit, and then by word of mouth, then they would recommend other their friends, and then maybe from there I could start charging them. Yeah.
Okay. So once you've got your qualification and sort of thing, and I think with some really good advocates for Bowen in Singapore, and this, if it starts to grow and
awareness,
more awareness is very important. You're exactly right. Within the various communities, because there are a number of communities in Singapore. It's not.
Yeah. One thing for sure, I would definitely want to bring Bowen to the hospice that I volunteer in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, once I get my certification, then I would let them know I can do this. This provided, because they do give. They do have masseuses going there as volunteers to do it for the patient.
Is this for palliative care, that
sort of thing?
Yes,
yes, that's right. So I think it would be good to give it to them. I think it's very beneficial, it's very relaxing.
Yeah.
It helps to calm you down and maybe help them manage the pain.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's there's a group in Australia called Oncology Massage, but it's effectively, a lot of it is based on Bowen. Anyway, so, but it works very, very well with oncology patients, and that's in hospitals in Australia now. Mm. So it's certainly an area that, you know, really beneficial for people to get. So that would be really great down the track.
Mm.
And once again, that would expand your experience as well. So
yeah,
who knows where you could go from there.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for having a chat with us.
Thank you,
Chris. We better get back out there and complete this module 6. And now on the Bowen Buzz, we get to meet Suk Wai.
Yes.
Hi, Suk Wai.
Hi.
And you're also part of this crazy group. Doing, I call it crazy group because you've had so much fun during the course. They're
amazing.
A really, really good group. And
amazing.
It was amazing. It was the first module, the first morning you girls got together.
Right.
By lunchtime that day, it was like you're like old friends.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I remember you wrote that, I think, in your Facebook on your own. Yeah, we are like long lost friends.
Like long lost friends already.
Care about each other.
Yes.
It matters to see, like, you know, you succeed, you learn the things that I'm learning. It's a wonderful group. I don't know whether it's because we have a good lecturer, too.
Ah, yes, of course it was a lecturer. Yes,
it's important.
I don't think so. But no, you are a good group. So, can I ask you, you're learning bone therapy. I'm just wondering how you heard about bone therapy in the first place.
Very first time is through an ex colleague who's an art therapist and school counselor. She was doing this for her students and the teachers.
Right.
And I saw very good results
Is this Aggie as well? Because Chloe mentioned Aggie as well. Okay.
And the beautiful thing was that I brought my mom to see her.
Right.
Because she really has a difficulty in straightening her body. There's pain in her leg. One session, and my mom was straightening up.
Really?
Yeah. And she kept going weekly. Just so much strength and in her body. And the first simple thing is just that I feel so relieved and relaxed after seeing Aggie. One session.
Your mom said that?
Mm-hmm. And she could straighten her body up, her upper body up. And we could just walk to the train station by herself. Right. I mean, she was kind of holding me when we So, and I saw her improvement. And that's improvement. And also, like I said, the other work that Aggie was doing with the students, it's not just a somatic physiological thing, it's both. The people feel better, like I could move my leg and then now I feel better. Emotionally, they feel better.
Right.
And again, trust in Aggie and say, what else is happening to me? And she can do more with these people. And then they were surprised and then they feel more confident, they feel happier and can get on with other areas in their life that have problems with. So I could see that these things are together. They're not like one or the other.
Yes.
And that gave me a lot of excitement because I work with a lot of troubled families. The troubles are never like it's because of family, it's because you're physically weak or you're emotionally weak. No, they're all lumped together.
It's a combination.
Yes. So when I see, because I do a lot of body work in a different way with stress, with anxiety.
So can I ask what you do in your work?
Technically, right now I'm a child protection community worker.
Yeah.
But apart from case management, where decisions were. Where child protection work should go. I also provide intervention in terms of children therapy, art therapy, and stress work, as well as equipping parents about parent-children's bond relationship. And I also see some parents, they have a lot of difficulties managing their children.
Right.
And I know that if you don't help their children, these parents are not having the capacity to supervise them well. And some of the children are just active in many different ways. So I come in with the play therapy, but I also increasingly believe that there's a lot of body work that can benefit these children. They can calm down, they'll be more cheerful, they listen better. Mm.
What age group instructions better. Generally are we talking?
Anything between like age 4 to 13, probably about 12.
Right.
The teenagers have a different set of issues. Yeah?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm bringing this more to the focus of the preschoolers to like 12. Yeah.
So you feel if you can help them as preschoolers or young children, then they may not have so many issues as they get further.
They have better capacity, I believe, to be calmer, better capacity not to be running all over the place, and then give us chance to work with their parents to build some empathy for the children. Right now, the parents have very little empathy for the kids because the kids are just troublemakers.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's a lot of problems. This is one part of it. The other part of it is really... many of these parents themselves have been through a lot of difficult times in the past. A lot of stress and trauma in the past. And they're not going to sit down through verbal counseling and resolve the issues.
Right.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of insight. They're very concrete thinkers. So I felt that, this is from Aggie, when I see her working with the teachers, they're just coming with a lot of problems. But they just do some board moves and they come back and tell her, I feel so much better.
Right.
And we haven't even talked about the issues. They just said, I just feel so much better. And they're willing, they come and look for Aggie, for example. I want parents to really come and talk to me. And they must physically feel better as well. Because if they're always troubled, they're not going to resolve issues.
So you feel that you'll be able to incorporate Bowen perhaps into your work?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Okay. And now your employer is quite on board with this whole process at this point? Or
I think I convinced them.
Yeah.
They have seen my other work. That if I'm very serious about a piece of work, and I'm going to show you results.
Yes.
And I'm very confident I can show you the result. And so they believe in me. And so please go and learn whatever you need to. And then we'll find a way to work with families.
Right.
I know I'm going to have difficulty explaining this to people. Even I can't really help. I can't even really fully understand this work.
Yes.
Yeah. But I just want to go like, I don't have to fully understand it. I see it with my own eyes.
Yes. You see the changes that it takes.
I send my friends to see Aggie.
Yes.
And they text me in the morning and say, look, I haven't been sleeping for months. I saw your friend and I slept last night.
Right.
I mean, my friend said that to me on the text.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like...
That's evidence.
Something is going on, even though I don't have the words for it. You know, something's really going on.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's very important.
So it's exciting and it'd be interesting
to see how
you find after you've got your qualification and you've got some experience and you've done all that, how you can incorporate it into the work, whether it be with the families or the children.
That's just a vision that's driving me. Right now, I don't feel that confident.
Right.
Even before I joined this course, I told Aggie, I said, I'm not good with my hands. I'm really not good. But she was like, no, what do you want to do? Not try it? That's true. I can't turn back now.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, I can tell you are doing very well.
Thank you.
And you've got, and obviously, and everyone's different. You know, you say you struggle a little bit remembering sequences and things like that. But that's just a bit of experience as well. And we find that with students too. And sometimes it's amazing. Sometimes a light bulb just goes on. Do you know what I mean? And we move through. So you've really done very well in this group of modules that I've seen. So that's good.
I think
so
it's a great group of people.
They are a fantastic group of people.
No, even yourself, I think it makes it easier for us to approach you too.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of difference. That
great.
I will not dare to do this thing, but Chris is around, there's crazy people all around. I'm just going to try it.
That's right, and it's going to work. So it's really exciting. I'm really very excited for Bowen Therapy in Singapore. It's a lot of people, but it's a small place. Do you know what I mean?
It is, but
still very diverse.
It is.
But I think if we can, have some terrific people like yourself and like the other girls in this group getting out
sectors,
there.
We can move.
That's right, in different sectors. Yeah. That's right, and the word slowly leaks out, doesn't it?
You know? I'm gonna share this with you. Aggie was telling me she's introducing a lot of different people for this training, and someone said that, hey Aggie, you're going to lose your business. There's so many more people like this, isn't it? Aggie, look at her like you're crazy.
That's right.
So many people who need this.
That's exactly right.
We need
right.
more of Bowen therapies around. Like, say, good for you, Aggie.
That's exactly right. And you're really lucky. You've got some great pioneers here in Singapore. Mary Cooper and Aggie, and certainly Tat's been around for a while now. So some great pioneers doing good Bowen. And the more people that we can get on the ground doing good Bowen therapy, then the reputation of the work just grows, and more people get to experience it, and more people get help, which
I'm so grateful that, say Mary and folks like yourself are willing to bring people and fly all the way down here. Just the six of us, not a big group, but I'm not sure where you guys got a commitment from that you're willing to come back and over again.
Well, we see the benefit of Bowen we believe in it. So that's great. Well, thanks for having a chat on the Bowen Buzz.
Thank you, Chris.
We look forward to seeing you incorporating this into your work.
I'll pass my exams. I will bring this back to my word.
Good on you.
I promise you.
You will. Good
Thank
on you.
Thank
thanks
you.
Thanks very much.
Yes. Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.